This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Germany and France are bracing for stricter coronavirus measures, with doctors in France calling on the government to impose a new nationwide lockdown. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma more.
The medics note that more than half of the country's intensive care units are now occupied by COVID-19 patients, with staff under increasing strain. Most parts of France are coloured deep red on a map representing positive infections from the European Centres for Disease Prevention and Control, signifying more than 240 cases per 100,000 people in the past 2 weeks. As well, Belgium, the Netherlands, most of Spain and the Czech Republic are seeing similarly high rates of infection. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Wednesday, Switzerland tightened nationwide restrictions to contain the country's rising wave of COVID-19 cases, ordering dance clubs to be closed starting Thursday, halting in-person university classes starting early next month, and placing new limits on sporting and leisure activities. The duration of the new measures is indefinite, the government said. New measures also include the requirement to wear masks in offices where distance cannot be maintained, secondary schools, and even outdoors if people come too close together. Events will be limited to 50 people or less, and sporting and cultural activities with more than 15 people will be banned. Bars and restaurants must close at 11 p.m. The country also plans to deploy rapid COVID-19 tests to help expand screening capacity. Wednesday, Iran reported 415 new deaths from the coronavirus, the second daily record toll in a row in the Middle East's worst-hit country. This is among Iran's highest single-day jumps in virus fatalities since it reported its first cases in February. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called China's communist government a, quote, predator, end quote, Wednesday, during a trip to boost ties with Sri Lanka, which has received huge investment and diplomatic support from Beijing. Pompeo made his latest attack on China after talks with Sri Lanka's president on security cooperation to keep open vital Indian Ocean sea lanes just south of the country. The 12-hour visit was the second stop on a four-nation tour. Meanwhile, Wednesday, China accused U.S. senators of telling, quote, all kind of lies, end quote, after a group of lawmakers put forward a resolution accusing Beijing of genocide against Muslim minority groups in the far northwestern region of Xinjiang. Lebanon and Israel, still technically at war and with no diplomatic ties, launched a second round of maritime border talks Wednesday under UN and U.S. auspices to allow for offshore energy exploration. The talks, expected to last 2 days, were held at the headquarters of UN peacekeeping force UNIFIL in a Lebanese border town, guarded by army roadblocks and with UN helicopters circling above. After years of quiet U.S. shuttle diplomacy, Lebanon and Israel this month said they'd agreed to begin the negotiations in what Washington hailed as, quote, an historic, end quote, agreement. The International Committee of the Red Cross said Wednesday a boat carrying its aid in Myanmar's restrictive Rakhine State had come under attack in an incident in which the army said it was returning fire from insurgents. Local sources said one person was killed and two injured on board the boat. Neither the ICRC nor the army gave figures for casualties. The chief executives of Twitter and Google defended a law protecting internet companies before a U.S. Senate panel Wednesday, while Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg struggled to connect virtually, bringing the hearing to a brief halt. The topic of reforming the law has split U.S. lawmakers on ways to hold big tech accountable for how they moderate content on their platforms and shape political discourse. Twitter's Jack Dorsey and Google's Sundar Pichai told the committee Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which protects companies from liability over content posted by users, is crucial to free expression on the internet. Algeria's Grand Mosque, the world's third biggest and Africa's largest, will host its first public prayers Wednesday, a year and a half after construction was completed. To critics, the mosque is a vanity project and a symbol of the megalomania of former autocrat Abdelaziz Bouteflika, who was forced out in 2019.